Material Wealth Personal Development Program. I'm your host, James Renford Powell, author of The Laws of Material Wealth, the book, the workbook, the four DVDs, 54 weeks of support material, and 54 shows. If you've been involved in any way, then you know that you can go to Blog Talk Radio, that's BlogTalkRadio.com, blogtalkradio.com/Renford, and you can download, or you can go listen to any one of those shows. Now, we've got 5 years of shows up there. There are 11 shows in the network. This is the only one that I'm hosting now. But you can go there and find week one, week two, week three, all the way through under the heading of Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. If you contact me, I'll see to it that you get the support material that goes with it. This is part and parcel of the total program. Since the completion of those 54 weeks, I've been interviewing a wide variety of business leaders, from past presidents of major retail chains, attorneys, business people from of all types and stripes. And tonight is no different. I have two guests with me tonight. I started to say I picked them up on the street, but not exactly. I've known them for some time. One is a real estate man, and one is an insurance man, health insurance man. I wanted to bring them to you so that you get some idea of their perspective and how they see things in this economy, and talk to them about how they got started in the business and so forth. Just remember now, if you want to ask a question, call 347-838-9142. That's 347-838-9142. Be sure and press the 1 button on your touch-tone dial. That will flag me to bring you in for your question. And you can ask a question of Kenny Kaplan, one of my guests, who is a realtor here in Memphis, and Dave Rowe, who has been in construction business and real estate business, but now focuses on his insurance agency. I want to welcome you guys to the show. Welcome, Dave. Welcome, Kenny.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, if we have some questions, we'll stop. We'll let them come in. We'll see who they want to who they want to address their question to, and then we'll go from there. If you've got anybody who would like to listen to the show and they don't have a computer or they're not online, they can call that same number, 347-838-9142. If they've got a computer, they can go to blogtalkradio.com/Renford and listen to the show. All right. Now, we're off and running. Kenny, you are in the real estate business.
Correct.
Did you grow up in a business family? Did you grow up in the real estate business or anything?
I did not. My grandfather actually started one of the largest luggage companies in the world, called Trojan Luggage. In fact, it was the third largest at one point, behind Samsonite and American Tourist. Is the kind of family I grew up in. So it was more of manufacturing business, and the company was more or less a name brand for such as like Walmart, Kmart, Sears, Walgreens, JCPenney, Montgomery Ward's. I mean, you name it, they were the name brand until the foreign markets came in and kind of destroyed everything, I guess you could say.
Did you actually work in that business at all?
I did a little. He sold the business back in 78. I was about, I think I was like 17 years old when he sold it. And so, you know, and over the years, I mean, my dad worked there. My mom was she's a business lady. She owned her own business also. It wasn't manufacturing. It was decorating, but she was also in the real estate industry, and she's part of the reason why I got into the real estate industry, I guess you could say. I started myself back in 1997. I started with a company for the locals here in Memphis. I'm sure they remember Bowden Homes. So I started there in 97.
Was that in construction, new house sales? Or?
Yes. Yes, that's mostly what I've done, and I'm still in that industry, mostly new homes. But I can do a little bit of everything. I mean, I can help people list their homes, help them, of course, help sell their homes and help them buy other homes if they don't want a new home. We have people that, besides myself, I can help them lead them to the right people that can do that for them, besides selling a new home. We're the largest builder. I actually work for Regency Homes. I mean, I don't work for them. I sit on their properties. I work for a company called Talison Realty. Been there since March, and we are the largest builder in my area. In fact, we sell an average of one home per day or better, which is pretty good. And we're all over the place. I'm in Arlington myself, but we build North Mississippi, all over North Mississippi. We also build in Bartlett, Cordova, Arlington, Oakland, Collierville, Piperton, all over South Memphis, everywhere. We sell, and like I said, we sell at least one home per day.
Now, Dave, did you start off in the I think you actually started in the real estate business as well, didn't you?
Actually did, Jim. I got involved in real estate in 1986 and had a 27-year career, and actually wound up with a company that I called the Real Estate Mall. I had a REMAX franchise. I had a building development company. I built custom homes, actually did a show home, a Vesta home, $1.4 million Vesta home here in the Memphis area. And with the collapse back in roughly 07, sort of that went the wrong way, and oddly enough, an old development partner of mine named Andy Montague was working for a company called U.S. Health Advisors, which was just an incredibly strong company, getting stronger and stronger as the months and years went by. And so I aligned myself with him and have been doing low-cost, affordable health insurance. And we basically specialize in individual and small business health insurance. And it's just obviously with the new mandate, the Obama mandate, that everyone has to have health care, the business is just it's just crazy. It's just I'm doing all I can to keep up with the demand. Sort of an old-fashioned guy. I literally go out, and with my team of agents, we literally go out and sit down in people's homes and are able to custom build plans for them, where you get sort of a dichotomy from the way the ACA plans work, the Affordable Care Act plans work. If someone is healthy, reasonably healthy, we have the ability to put them into insurance, health insurance programs that reward them for their health, and it typically saves anywhere from usually a minimum of about 50%. And then we have so many people losing their jobs these days. They're looking at COBRA insurance. And as an example, my wife left her job a few months ago to go to work for me with me. Excuse me. Let me clarify that. Go to work with me with my health insurance. And our COBRA, and I'm 56 and she's 55, our COBRA was going to run $1,600 a month for a family of two, husband and wife, which is just, for most people these days, especially when they've lost a job, is not affordable. The Affordable Care Act does some wonderful, wonderful things, but by its primary design, it is designed to take care of people who are unhealthy. And if you are in a small income bracket, say anywhere from $35,000 family income down, you also get a big subsidy on the Affordable Care Act. So it does some incredible, incredible things. But for people who are healthy, the way and it sort of works the way that your old group policies work. But by design, the quotes from those are based on people who are unhealthy. So if you have stage 3 cancer, or if you are perfectly healthy, you wind up actually paying the same premium that you would in the Affordable Care Act. And we have a bit of an what we call our opt-out program. And we have several policies and several companies that we deal with and have the ability to literally come in and take people's premiums down to where they are very, very, very affordable. So yeah. I've been doing that for the past 5 years, and it's just been incredibly successful. And we, you know, obviously one of the things that I love about what I do is we're able to save people money and help them, give them great insurance policies, and very, very affordable as well.
So you haven't missed the real estate business that much?
Well, honestly, Jim, I mean, the real estate for me, and I envy Kenny a little bit. It's kind of the thing that gives me goosebumps to get up and do it every day. I did it for so incredibly long, but this is such an incredible need right now. And I get to sit and visit with people, you know, 15, 20 people every single week on my calendar. And it's very, very rewarding. So, yes, absolutely, I definitely do miss real estate, but love what I'm doing.
And it looks like we have a call here. We barely got you guys introduced, and we got a call. Let's check on that, see if that's actually a call. Hold on. Yes, did you call in with a question? Hello? I've got a caller here. Did you have a question?
That was a very short call, Jim.
Yeah, it doesn't. it doesn't look like that. There's a question there. They're there, but they went first. Corman with a question. Did you did you grow up in a business family as well, or is this something that you developed after school?
You know, I guess it's funny. I don't think you'll ever talk to anybody when they're 15 or 16 years old, and they'll say, "Wow, I want to be a salesman."
Yeah.
my dad was
not
a welder.
Not many of them even say they want to be a businessman.
No, absolutely not. No, it's something for me that was literally 100% self-taught. My dad was a welder in the union, which obviously was great at that time. You know, in the 60s and 70s. But no, I grew up in a blue collar family, and I wound up just almost by accident in a little sales business when I was about 18 years old, and I just fell in love with it and started studying sales, just reading all the books, going to all the seminars, you know, and back then, you know, listening to CDs, cassettes. And now CDs, and have traveled all over the country and into Canada, working on my business skills, doing business training with some of the greatest business people of our era, and grew up in Memphis, and just sort of fell in love with the business side of things, and have been a business builder for many, many years, and a professional trainer. Teaching people how to work, do contracts, and do sales and marketing and things like that, and phone techniques, and just absolutely love it, and have just never turned back.
Well, if you are selling anything, you're really an entrepreneur. It makes no difference if you're contracted to an insurance company, and even if you're a captive agent, you have to operate as an entrepreneur, as an individual. You got to manage your own time and go about your profile, your who you're looking for, and go after the business. And I tell my authors the same thing. If you write a book, you just created a business because you now have a product that has to be sold. And you have to budget for it and plan for it, and you have to figure you're going to spend a lot more in marketing and advertising than you did in the actual production of the book. So a lot of people I know are really entrepreneurial in their activity, but if you ask them anything about sales, they want to say they're not salesmen, but they are.
Everybody is at some level, aren't they, Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody is. And it's important to have the right mindset when you begin this. And this is really what the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program is about. I call them the 13 Universal Principles of Success, but they're actually 13 Universal Laws. Or you could call them spiritual laws. They're truths. And the program is centered around the process of identifying and verifying that principle from your own life experiences. And in that case, it becomes a knowing as opposed to a belief system. You know it's true because you've been there and done that. And once that has occurred with all 13 principles, it literally is a paradigm shift, and I think we've had enough people come online who've gone through the process that will tell you the same thing. I've always told them I had three promises. I said, number one, this is a self-verifying program. You don't have to like the way I write, look, or speak. All you have to do is identify and verify those principles from your own experience. Then you know. There's no guessing. There's no believing in me or believing anybody else. This is something you know. And there's a big difference between believing something and knowing something. And I also tell them that if you do that process, if you identify and verify each one, you'll never be walking down the street wondering what hit you. You'll never be in a coffee shop. In a befuddled state, because you know. I mean, you have identified and verified those principles. If you're there, you're enjoying your coffee and planning your next move. And I say the third thing that I promise is that if you've identified and verified each of those principles from your own experience, then you'll never listen to a speaker, read a book, or even just listen to somebody talk that you don't know where they're coming from. You'll either know where they're talking some jargon from the era that they're in, or some kind of doctrine or dogma or academic speak, or just blowing smoke. And there are a lot of them blowing smoke. So that's the real purpose of this whole program with the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, is to step into that paradigm shift and see the success that you have. You'd be amazed at how it changes the way you operate and what you're doing and who you blame and all the rest of it. In both of you having some experience in real estate, I'd like to talk about that a little bit. What is happening now? I mean, I know we've gone through these serious periods here, talking about 2008, and I remember when they were bundling all of the mortgages up and selling them to try to salvage what could be salvaged out, and all the mortgage businesses and bank failures and so forth having to do with the real estate business. Have we come out of that? Could you tell me from your perspective, either both of you or one of you?
Well, according to the government, we have. In fact, this is really huge. I was reading on CNN, and of course, we also talked about it in our meeting. We do a meeting once a week, every week, with my company. And one of the things they've talked about is without a doubt, after the first year, the government has been buying approximately $50 billion a month in bonds. And that apparently is supposed to go away by March of next year. Now, with the government buying the bonds, they've kept interest rates at an all-time historic low. I mean, historic. I mean, you can't get any lower than what we're doing right now. So by March, again, that's going away, and it's going to be, and these bonds are going to be sold on the open market, which, as you know, as people, we are trying. We like making a profit. The government wasn't really worried about making a profit, but as people, as a society, we're known to want to make money. So these interest rates are, without a doubt, they're going to go up. They have no choice. So the people that are buying home, people have to buy a home. If they want to buy a home, this is the time to buy. Because, again, the interest rates, they're never going to be able to lock in interest rates as low as they can now. Just to give you, for instance, and I'm going on a low end. If you're buying a $200,000 house now, and your note is $1,400 a month, then next year that same home that you're going to buy for $200,000 is now going to cost you $1,600 a month. So you're looking, and it doesn't sound like a whole lot, $200 a month, okay? It doesn't sound like a whole lot. But when it comes down to it, most people get a 30-year loan. That same house is going to cost you $72,000. So if you buy a $300,000 home, let's look at that. Now you're probably looking at about, you know, right now you could probably get that same home for about $1,600 or, let's say, $300,000. About eighteen hundred. Now that same home's going to cost you somewhere around $2,200 to $2,300 a month. I mean, you're looking at a lot of money compared to that same home that you can get now compared to what it's going to cost you at the beginning of next year. I mean, so now's the time to buy. I mean, if you're going to buy a home, this is the time to buy a home because you're not, especially if you want to buy the home you want. Or even need, because if you got a lot of kids, you're going to want more bedrooms than what you're going to get after the first of the year, because you won't be able to afford the home you really want after the first of the year.
So you're
saying
everything's going up,
and house prices are not coming down either. Matter of fact, the same home you could have bought a year and a half ago in Collierville and one of the neighborhoods we have. A year and a half, I think it's either a year and a half or 2 years. Even 2 years, that same house is now $100,000 more. $100,000 more in 2 years, a new home, compared to what it was 2 years ago. Hmm. Same house. And then with the interest rates going up, that's astronomical. I mean, that's just putting more and more people out of the market that could have bought that home.
A little perspective there is, if you buy a house now versus in 6 months to a year from now, you'll wind up with an extra bedroom for the same price. Or
Absolutely.
Guess what? A car note.
Absolutely.
You know, now you're driving, for $500 a month, you go out and get a nice little Lexus.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Now, houses going up, supposedly with the Affordable Care Act, medical insurance would be lower. I'm jumping over to you, Dave, on this, but just comparing it, because we're talking about in real estate and buying a home, everything going up. Supposedly the insurance is going to be lower, but most everyone I've talked to who had insurance either have not been able to keep it, and they're finding that whatever they do get is a lot more expensive. Do you see
exactly.
medical insurance going up equivalently?
Yeah, and you know, I there'll probably be FBI agents at my door in about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, my perspective.
Yeah,
we have a big listening.
We have a big listening audience from the FBI. No, I don't think so.
Right. My perspective on the Affordable Care Act is more that it is the Unaffordable Care Act.
Mm.
Now, just in fairness, the Affordable Care Act is absolutely a wonderful, wonderful program for people who are not insurable. If you're not insurable, that doesn't mean that you cannot get health insurance. It means that you have to get a policy that is called a guaranteed issue policy, basically like any group insurance. So if you work for Federal Express, you walk in, and again, it doesn't make any difference if you've got stage 3 cancer or if you're perfectly healthy. But the primary differences are that these policies are all priced as if you were sick. What we do is, and I use the Affordable Care Act. I actually have, through my Blue Cross, I can actually write and do write people who are sick. But if you are reasonably healthy, what we do is we lump you in with some of the larger PPOs in the United States, as an example with Cigna. An incredible PPO. PPO basically means that's your provider. What most people know about a PPO or your insurance provider is you can either go to, in Memphis, Tennessee, or Mississippi, let's say, you can either go to Baptist Network or Methodist Network. Those are the two largest networks in the Mid-South area. So what we do is we associate ourselves with two of the largest PPOs providers in the United States. One is Cigna, and the other is a bit generic. It is called multi-plan or private healthcare systems. The big, big difference in what we do is before the insurance even kicks in, it's sort of akin to a funnel system where you have two funnels. With most healthcare programs and providers, you go and you'll have, say, a $150 doctor's office visit, and that's what you owe, $150. Through, as an example, a Cigna PPO, which is the largest PPO or insurance provider in the United States, the first thing that happens is you get a very, very significant discount, just as if you would go to Sam's or Costco, Walmart, and everything is less money there. It's just a simple supply and demand issue, a volume issue. So Cigna, as an example, as a provider, would go to all the doctors, laboratories, hospitals, clinics, and they would walk in and say, hey, guys, we're Cigna. We are going to bring you 100+ million patients a year, but our patients are not going to pay $150. They're going to pay $75. So before the insurance even literally kicks in, there is a huge discount that comes into play, and that in and of itself makes your insurance premium drastically lower if you're healthy. So if you're a healthy person, if you're a young person, you literally get a benefit because you're young, because you don't have high blood pressure, because you don't smoke, because you don't have cancer, because you don't have diabetes, because you haven't had a kidney transplant, and it's just an incredible way to sort of, it's a little bit better way, if you will, just to bake the cake. And you know, we do. I'm talking to a trucking company here in Memphis. They have 38 employees, and they are just with the typical old school Blue Cross type plan. And their insurance premiums with that 38 employees is roughly $350,000 a year. We are working with them, and based on my estimates, we're going to be able to save them somewhere between $100,000 and $125,000 per year on their healthcare costs. And it's just you know, again, it's a little bit better way to bake the cake. It's a little bit better widget. There are so very, very, very few options these days. And we have a little bit of a boutique-type company, U.S. Health Advisors. And by design, we are in there to create a little bit of a fix where if you're healthy, reasonably healthy, you don't have to be perfect, but if you're reasonably healthy, you can come in and typically get an insurance policy that's going to cost you roughly 50% and sometimes less, sometimes literally as much as 75% savings over what you would wind up paying for an unaffordable Care Act policy.
Well, now we're talking with Kenny Kaplan, a realtor here in the Memphis area, but I think that the principles, the things that he's talking about, are going to be applicable to anybody, at least inside the United States. And I know some of you may be outside the United States that are listening to the show. But you'll get an idea of what's going on here. And our other guest, Dave Rowe, is talking about health insurance, and that obviously applies to every single person because that's the law now. And in talking about the Affordable Care Act, and he's talking about some of the things that he can do because of his organization to save money. When we come back to the interview, I want to talk a little bit more about your process in the business, sort of the agony of defeat and the moments of ecstasy. You know what I mean? And tell us a little bit about your process. Dave, would you like to give your contact information to listeners so that if anybody would like to email you from around the world or would like to talk to you, email or phone number or website or anything of that nature, you go ahead, and then Kenny, you do the same.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jim. Contact information is local Memphis 901 area code 343-2866. That's 901-343-2866. My email address, which is from my previous days, like Kenny does on the real estate side, is reoz, like real estate Oz, at comcast.net. reoz at comcast.net. Phone number again is 901-343-2866. And we literally, if you are individual or small business, regardless of your age, we have tremendous, tremendous products, and the savings, the quality insurance is absolutely phenomenal, and the cost is, we are the Affordable Care Act.
Now, R-E-O-Z, Oz meaning you're a wizard, right?
Well, that was back in my real estate days, but sure, I like
now
to think about
Wizard
myself
of
as that.
Right
Wizard
now, I'm
the
Wizard
of Insurance.
Now.
Right, Jim.
And all right, and Kenny.
Yeah, it's Kenny Kaplan, Kaplan, and my phone number is again. I'm a local guy, 901-907-1556. Again, that number is 901-907-1556. And I'll make it simple because it's kind of hard with my real estate. You can contact me at KCK Marketing. That's Kenny is in myself, K. And then KCK, and then C is in cat, and then K again, and then marketing, KCK marketing, and then the number is 216@yahoo.com. So I'll make it simple. KCK marketing, 216 at yahoo.com. And also, again, my number is 901-907-1556. And if you want to go to the website and see the new homes that we carry, you can go to newregencyhomes.com. Again, that website is newregencyhomes.com. And that's R-E-G-E-N-C-Y.
All right.
And Jim, uh-huh. Kenny and I are very dear friends, old and dear friends. If you missed any of that information, you can get in touch with either one of us, and we'll get you taken care of on both sides.
Absolutely.
And if you have a problem with either one of those, you can email me. I am Renford, IamRenford, @gmail.com, and I'll get you their numbers and their contact information, email address, if necessary. Before we get back to the interview, I want to remind you to visit this homepage of Blog Talk Radio. You're already there, blogtalkradio.com/Renford, and view the 11 shows that we have per week. We have a lot of different genres. We have Night Search with Eddie Middleton, who is the state director for MUFON, the organization that investigates UFO sightings. We have Mr. Jenkins. Jenkins has a music show. He is part of the originally the Soundtown studio. And which became very successful after the closure of Stax. We've got Reverend Robert J.V. McMillan from Little Rock with his New Thought show. We've got, in fact, a host in Seattle, Denver, Boston, New York, Little Rock, Memphis, and the Netherlands. So go in and check out the shows there. And also, there's a link to YouTube.com, and go and visit, just type in Renford Broadcast Network and view the shows. I have two television shows, local shows, and because they're Comcast, we put them up on YouTube for those outside of the viewing area. Channel 31 is a 500-mile radius, but Channel 17 with the Bookman Show, where I interview authors, does not reach that far, so we put those shows up on YouTube. You can also find the first of the DVDs of The Laws of Material Wealth, which you can watch free and get some sense of what the program is about. There are 6 sections on our YouTube site, which is Renford Broadcast Network, and that includes audio books and music with meaning, the Renford Theater. Check us out, and give us a ring. Let us know what you think and what you would like to have more information on. There's a large number of shows. Even if you forget all of that, just Google me, James Renford Powell, and those shows will start coming up, and it'll put you through to Renford Broadcast Network on YouTube. Also, I'd like to invite you to go to iam-cor.org. That's iam-cor.org, and visit the virtual campus of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics. This is a 3-degree level program. There are a number of free ebooks there. You can download the Searcher's Roadmap, the Core Document, the Unity Principles. The Lightways E-Zine prototype is there, is a magazine that we've been developing. And go there and check out the different levels of study, the bookstore. All of my books are available there. There are 15 books called the Renford Books. And just go and check them out. And if you want to buy something, you can go right there on the site and for drop in within about 3 days, the books are drop shipped. So we'd be pleased to have you visit. All right. Let's get back to our guest, Kenny Kaplan, realtor in Memphis, Tennessee. And Dave Rowe, former realtor, both have been involved in development of properties.
both involved in sales, but now Dave is involved in another critical area for all of us, and that is health insurance business. Has there been any particular training, any particular book, or any mentor that you'd like to mention that has been very beneficial to you in developing your careers? Either one of you.
Go ahead, Kenny.
I'll let him. Oh, okay. All right. Well, actually, the first guy that hired me was a gentleman by the name of Tom Justice. Tom has, he's worked around the country in many different, he's built a lot of, a lot of different developers around the country. I mean, he's just an amazing sales mentor when I first got in the business. And lately, I also went to a class by a gentleman by the name of Tom Ritchie, who he's, just a guru in the new home industry. And he still teaches around the country. He's like around 80 something years old. But I'll tell you what, this guy's got more energy than a 20-year-old. He was just amazing. These guys, both of them, are just incredible, incredible people. That I learned from, and they taught me a lot. So it's those are two people.
Now, did they teach you mostly about the business, or did they also work with you on personal development, the way you think?
A little bit of both. I'd say a little bit of both, because of their knowledge of how to sell a home. There's techniques in order to be able to sell a home. I mean, there's, you just don't go in there and walk and just, you got to point things out that people don't realize what's in a home. Because for instance, if you want, the company I work for, which is, the builder that I work with is Ridgely Homes, and we don't build just a home in a box. I mean, we're a style and design builder, so you got to point a lot of stuff out that that the customer just doesn't realize it's there, and why it's why the difference in a different house, because it's a 2,300 square foot house and they've got a 2,300 square foot house. You got to point out some differences that we put a lot into more into our house than maybe another builder. Yet we don't charge a whole lot more than what they're charging, but we put so much more in our homes than what they do. I mean, it's just an amazing difference.
In other words, you can't just lead people in, let them see the house, let it go at that.
You've got to point things out, the differences compared to maybe what some other builder would put in their home. It's just it really is an amazing difference, comparatively speaking.
Yeah, I can understand clearly why that would be important. Dave, did you, what about you? Is there anyone that was either a mentor or book or training program or anything that was very influential in your business career?
Absolutely, Jim, and I'll tell you, I'm one of the most hardcore personal students in self-development, and I've cut my teeth on old guys like Zig Ziglar and personal training with Brian Tracy, Tony Robbins. For those of you who ever heard of a guy named Og Mandino, he wrote some of the greatest books in the world, greatest secret in the world, greatest salesman in the world.
The greatest salesman in the world. Many, many people or many companies have required that of their marketing, their sales force, to read The Greatest Salesman in the World. And when they do, they find out that he's talking about spiritual principles, truths that go beyond. And in fact, some of those are part of the, some of those are, you can correspond or show it very well with the laws of material wealth, 13 universal principles. 10 of them, I think, are the same. Very good book and very good writer he is, yes.
Yeah, and a great segue for me, too. I mean, and I guess probably as many people have heard of Think and Grow Rich as anything else. And, you know, there was a really, really, really good book written. As a matter of fact, to the best of my knowledge, it has the highest publication of any book ever written, and that's the Bible.
Let me say this,
Jim, as just a little bit of a just a little bit of a tribute to you. At the end of the day, and I have literally done thousands and thousands of hours of personal training, reading, listening, and by the way, one of the greatest things that any of you can do as far as a listening audience is turn your automobile into a university. Turn your automobile into a university. You know, we spend, obviously, hundreds and hundreds of hours every single year in our car. You can listen to music. You can do nothing. You can sit and talk on your cell phone. But the most beneficial thing from a personal standpoint that you can ever do is put things into your CD player or into your MP3 or whatever it might be that will make your mind better. But here's the takeaway for me, Jim, is that as in your programs, at the end of the day, you listen to dozens and dozens of different authors, and your takeaway is very, very similar across the boards. They're universal laws, and that's the thing that you have got down to a science is your programs showing universal laws are the most fundamental things that you can possibly learn. And we have to grow. You know, there's a hole in the bucket, especially as we get older. You have to put more in than is coming out. You put more in at the top than is coming out at the bottom. And to get involved with your universal principles, as a starting point, it doesn't have to be any particular special author. You guys, anybody that's tuned into this program, you've got a great teacher right here at this show.
You
get plugged into Jim.
Did you have a copy of the CD Introduction to the Laws? I did give some out at a recent meeting, and you can order them by just emailing me, imrenford@gmail.com. This is not an advertising piece. It's an actual, the CD is an actual introduction to each one of the principles. I know the two of you have not gone through the course, but those who are listening who have been involved with the program know that in that 54-week program, we go in and look at I think we had three classes on Think and Grow Rich, just because he doesn't emphasize all 13. He says it over and over again that there are 13 universal principles, but he doesn't, in Think and Grow Rich, he doesn't highlight all of them. But you can find them if you know what you're looking for. So I did that in the support material, and we took about 3 weeks on that. But we also covered James Allen, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Charles Fillmore, Thomas Troward, which was a very early one that that Napoleon Hill referred to, and Wallace Wattles with his Science of Getting Rich, which is a early 20s book that Napoleon Hill also drew from, even though he was drawing from the Titans of American Industry, their secrets, and putting them out. He also was very much aware of these other earlier forerunners. But we took 2 weeks with just Jesus. What did Jesus say about each one of these 13 principles? It's a very interesting that, and something that people don't talk about and don't mention it much, but you'll find in Matthew 13:35, Jesus said, "I came to reveal the secrets that have lain hidden from the foundation of the earth." So he's not just dead man walking down here to die. He had some mission, some purpose. And on the front end, he's saying, I came to reveal the secrets that had lain hidden from the foundation of the earth. Now, the interesting thing is that in the same verse, it says, and he spake to them in parables, and without parables spake he not. So tell me, fellas, where was he revealing the secrets that had lain hidden from the foundation of the earth? Each of these parables have explanations and illustrations of one or more of these 13 laws or some aspect of them. So if you go back and if you haven't got the support material for this, you'll find there's a long stretch in that course where we looked at what all of these masters and what all of these teachers and learned men have said about these 13 principles. And I dare you to do the course and then come and tell me that you have not been able to identify and verify that principle in your own life experiences. I just don't believe it's possible. And if you do that, it will create a paradigm shift for you in your thinking and in your life and in your business. So that's a challenge. Just go check it out. You don't even have to pay for that. You can go and see those shows there. If you want the whole program, there's a charge for it. But I'm saying I give away a lot so that I want to be a benefit to you to whatever degree we can and let you get a real feel and understanding for it. So enough of my advertising there. Thank you for mentioning it, Dave. That material is available, and I have a number of books that are really along the same line. I have a little book called The Rules of the Game, and that's because a lot of people don't care what Jesus or Buddha had to say, but they're very interested in what the philosopher coaches like Bear Bryant and Lou Holtz and other great coaches had to say. Now, whether they even thought of them as universal laws or principles or not, they were stating them when they were quoted. So the whole book is analogous to football, and all of the quotes are from sports figures, but it's still on the same subject as we're covering in the Laws of Material Wealth. So you can check those out by going to iam-core.org. And go to the bookstore there. Just take a look. There's a synopsis of what the books are about. And I'd love for you to come and visit with us there anyway. Now, as we're going into the final minutes of the show, I wonder if you gentlemen could each take a few minutes and give some advice, some personal direct advice about your field for my listeners. Can you do that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, let's choose you which one shall go forth first, and then we'll go from there.
Go ahead, Dave. Shoot.
Well, again, I would just reiterate, spent my life literally since I was 18 years old in personal development. You know, what a wonderful, wonderful asset we have here with Jim. It really doesn't matter where you start. And I love that he's Jim's references to Think and Grow Rich with W. Clement Stone and Napoleon Hill, one of the greatest books ever. You know, guys, I mean, we live in the richest, most wonderful country in the world. And, you know, I came from nothing and literally became a multimillionaire and am working my way back up the ladder again at this point. But there's nothing in my life other than I would say, my relationship with God. That has been more valuable to me than the time I've spent in personal study. And Jim, you keep talking about a paradigm shift. It takes, from an actuarial's perspective, it takes a 10% pivot to revolutionize an entire industry. A 10% pivot to revolutionize an entire industry. Well, you know, all we're really tasked with is to change the lives of ourselves, first of all, mm-hmm. our families, our friends, and our community. Personal development is literally the most effective way of doing that. And reach out. Get a program from Jim. I mean, they're obviously, and by the way, Jim offers some pretty nice deals, doesn't he? Go on the internet and listen to some of these things for free. I don't know about you, but that's a pretty good deal in my world. Free is a really good deal. We live in the information age, and Jim is providing such an incredible service to our community and literally across the globe because of our information age. So, you know, guys, dig in. Work on your personal development. Reach out and be that someone different who changes your life, first of all. And then as soon as you do that, you are immediately going to begin changing the lives of your family, your friends, your community, your church, and whatever comes in your path.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dave. And Kenny?
You know something? What Dave just said was amazing. And I really...
Hard act to follow?
Yeah, he's a hard act to follow.
He's a hard act?
I'm just going to let him go with that. So. No, it's wonderful. That's fantastic.
Well, I want to thank you, fellas,
for being with us on the show tonight. I know that it was in a relatively short notice, and I think
we'd be great to have you back on another show, and we'll talk about some other aspects. This does give us a chance for get to know you a little bit, know what areas that you're focused on, and hopefully there'll be some people who would like to contact you and talk a little bit about what you're doing and to pick your brain a little bit and possibly develop a relationship there for you too. I'm going to be closing out the show, folks. I want to thank you again for being with us. I want to thank Dave and Kenny for being with us on the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development show tonight. And I want to invite you again to go to iam-core.org, because I mentioned the YouTube and the television shows, those two. The television shows at 9:30 on Saturday night on Channel 17, Comcast Cable Network, and the Renford Revelations on 12 midnight, running the first 30 minutes of Sunday morning on Channel 31. And all of these are eventually find their way to the Renford Broadcast Network on YouTube. So if you would like, just go to youtube.com and check that out. And then go look at the virtual campus of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics. Some of the books that Dave and others have talked about are part of the curriculum. And there are three levels. And we'd just be pleased to have you come and take a look and give me a call, anything that you'd like to talk about or ask about. Thanks again, guys, for being with me on the show tonight. And thank you, listeners.
Thanks for inviting.
And we'll see you next week on the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. Have a good evening.
Yep. Thank you.
Hey, Kenny.